it has opened my perspective of the world, because now I see the world in a different point of view. For instance, we share ideas about the experiences in Russia. I share my experiences in Venezuela. And also my sister is in the United Kingdom. She also shares her experiences in London. And I think we have generated an interest in learning other languages. For instance, right now I'm planning to learn Russian because of my brother in Russia.
Do you notice from their experience and your experience across the world, do you notice big common points between places and people or big differences? What strikes you the most?
What strikes me the most is the common humanity that we share. I've realized that despite the fact that we belong to different nationalities, we practice different cultures, we speak different languages, we have the same destiny as human beings.
Tell me a bit more about your essay. What did you write about?
I wrote an essay talking about the Sustainable Development Goals and its relationship with the global citizenship in my academic and national perspective. Academic perspective as a medical student, national perspective as a Kenyan who speaks different languages but lives in a different country.
In what sense is global citizenship important to advance the 2030 goals?
Global citizenship promotes cooperation between countries so that it also promotes dialogue between countries. Dialogue that goes beyond the national territories, the physical boundaries. So it makes the world a global village.
Let's talk a little bit more about your personal experience. You're becoming a doctor. So what is your perspective on development in Africa? Are you hopeful? What are the big drawbacks? Do you have criticisms or things that you rejoice in?
One of the drawbacks I have about Africa. Yes, Africa, we are improving right now due to development. And one of the drawbacks is our extra dependence on foreign aid, which I think is affecting even our productivity. And I think it is better that the youth in Africa should stand up to make sure that Africa's changed. We are the ones who have the future of Africa in our hands. We should not leave it at the mercy of the leaders who are pursuing their own interests.
Do you have one example from either Venezuela or Kenya that shows how international aid can have negative effects, for instance?
Given my personal example, as in Kenya, because too much dependence on international aid has also promoted corruption, institutional corruption, in that some institutions, they take the aid and the aid does not reach its destination. And also, it also creates some negative dependence in that people don't work. It does not create ideas. It only creates some dependence on other countries that they solve our own problems instead of us innovating, making innovative ideas to solve our own African problems.
How do you see the future of Africa?
Africa, I see a brighter future for Africa. I see young people who are taking control of the destiny of Africa. I see innovators, I see leaders. Africa still has a future.
There are conflicts on the Kenyan borders at the moment. What is your perspective on that, especially as someone who has a broader international perspective?
The solution to conflicts is engagement of those marginalized communities. For instance, the Somali community that they live on the other side of the border, they have their families also in Kenya. They still don't feel part of Kenya because of marginalization. They feel discriminated in terms of they cannot differentiate who is a terrorist and who is a good person. So I think the best way the Kenyan government can do to combat insecurity along the border is to invest in teaching the youth against violent extremism and engaging them in other productive activities that can build the country.
Do you have a few words on the fight against Al-Shabaab and what's going on with that?
Yeah, the fight against Al-Shabaab, I think it can be won with a stable government in Somalia. If all the regional governments can invest on stabilizing the government in Somalia, it will be more economic and more peaceful for the region. When there's a stable government which invests in the education of its people, the health in Somalia, I think with a stable government in Somalia, we can have peace not only in the region but in the whole world.
How is international relations in the sense that what you are seeking to foster by learning someone else's language could be a useful tool in that stabilization of your own government, of your own country? How is the relationship of your country with other countries important for the stability of your own country?
There's one common saying that says, no man is an island, neither no country is an island. We depend on one another. So I believe it's time for the government to engage also other governments and have regional dialogue among regional bodies, among governments, so that they can come up with a structure of peace, engaging the youth and all the communities affected, the minority and the majority. That's the only way out.
You're on the track to become a very humanist doctor, someone who is interested in broader topics. Why do you think it's important for your future career?
As a doctor, I'm also supposed to be involved in other global themes, because I'm a global citizen. For instance, as a doctor, the Syrian conflict affects me because it makes me uncomfortable to see young children dying in Syria or to see refugees dying because of lack of medical attention. So it has broadened my perspective, that I know that I'm not only serving as a doctor, I don't only belong to Kenya, but I'm a global doctor.
What are your goals for the future professionally and for your passion for language?
My goal for the future is to take advantage of my knowledge of other languages to engage other people in other communities and other countries, to educate the communities on health issues, on prevention and promotion of health, and also I'll be available to serve other communities that are suffering and they have less resources in other countries that do not speak my language.
Would you say there is a common point between the motives that you had to choose to become a doctor and the motive that you have to choose to learn another language?
Yeah, I suppose so, because I wanted to become a doctor to be able to work in international aid organizations, for example, the Doctors Without Borders. So I think learning Spanish and other languages, which I'm planning to learn, can enable me to fit into that perspective. It can enable me to work in other countries, not only to work for financial gain, but to work for those societies and people who don't have enough resources, to help them without minding about their national background, their lingual background, academic background, or financial status.